Yes, last Gemara again on the Tzadik Amid Beis. Ravina Omar Nida Toni Kamei. Ravina learned that he said over the loch of a Nida. What would the loch of a Nida? V'ha Nida, Anisha, that's a Nida, Shechtin Oleha B'Shvi. On the seventh day, that she could be Teufel at night time, the Shvi, on the seventh day, she could bring a Habakkuk and Pesach brought for her. Omar Leisa, yes, he asked him back. Nida b'shvi michosi? Is it true that a nida could bring have a korban pesach brought for her on the seventh day? Afilu l'man diyama sheichtin d'zorchin al tome sheretz. Even according to man diyama, it holds not like Rav that even though you touch the sheretz today, still you could have a korban pesach brought for you. Why the chosi l'urta? Because you could go to the mikvah later today, and then at night time you'll be tor, you'll be able to eat from the korban. Of a nida l'urta d'shvi hu d'tovlam. When does an isha go to the mikvah? After the 7 days, at night she goes to the mikveh first. Therefore, when can she eat from the korban? At shmini, she has to wait till the 8th day, till the 8th night. The of the harashim shemesh. That's the loch always by kochim. You're not allowed to eat from bosa kochim until you go to the mikveh. And after the mikveh first comes harashemesh. You have to wait till the first shkia comes after you went to the mikveh. So here, if the nida goes to the mikveh at the night of the 7th day, so when is the first shkia coming? First the 8th day. So she can't eat kochim until it comes the end of the 8th day. So b'zoy lechazia, she's not chazi to eat, to have a korban pesach brought for her on the 7th day. Because she can't eat from the meat at night. Elo, you have to say like this. Eima b'shmini. That means the nida on her 8th day, she could have a korban pesach brought for her. For the more pshita, of course. Hashtu ma'zova, madach by yezov and isha that saw 3 times in the 11 days between one and between the Yimei Nida and the next Yimei Nida, Timachasra Kapor, the loch of the Zovri, she has to wait Zainikim, and then on the 8th day she has to bring a korban. Still, you tell me, Sheikhtin Vazorkin Aleha Bishmini, that on her 8th day, she's allowed to have a korban pesach brought for her, even though she has to have a korban brought that day. Nida, a regular Nida, the Loimachasra Kapora, she does not have to have a korban brought for her. She goes to the mikvah the night of the 7th night, and the 8th day, by after Shkia, automatically she could eat. So, you have to tell me, the Shechtin Vazorkin Aleha, that you could, a Nida could have a korban pesach brought for her on her 8th day? And for the Gemara, Nida Yitzvichle, yes, there is some type of a Chiddush, something new we learn from the Loch of a Nida. Hokamashman, this is what it's teaching us, Bishmini in, that only on her 8th day could a korban be brought for a korban pesach. Or Bishvi loy, that's the Chiddush, that on a 7th day, she cannot have a korban pesach brought for her. Kidatanya, like we learned, Kol Chayve Tvilois, any time a person has to go to the mikvah, is Tfilosin Bayoim. Usually you could be tevil even by daytime. For Tomei Meis Nida, for Tomei Sheretz, or Benida Yeledes, Anisha that's a Nida, or else after she's Yeledes, Tfilosin Balayla, they can only be tevil by nighttime. That's the Chiddush here. The Tanya, like we learned, Yochel, I would think Tevelis Mibayjoim, maybe an Isha that's a Nida on the 7th day, she could be tevil by daytime. Tamalayim, the Pasik says, Shivas Yomim Tevel Nidosa. For 7 days she's tummy. We dash into Hebeni Dosa Kol Shiva. All 7 days she has a tumor on her. She can't go to the mikvah until after the 7 days at night time. For Yoledes, and after she gives birth, Iskishle Nida. We learn out from Nida. Rashi says, Dersiv ki mei Nidas Devosa Titma. So therefore that's the Chiddush here, that a Nida cannot be table on the 7th day, but rather has to wait till the night time. Says, Ho'oinein V'yamafakeyach Esagal. If somebody is an oinein, that means somebody was mace, one of his mishpoch's father was mace, and they didn't bury him yet. Like Rashi says, oinein means shemeisa mutlufonov, his father is in front of him, k'diarmina v'shchitas kodeshim. Eze oinein, kolzeman shle nikbar. You didn't bury the person you have to bury. Your father, your mother, whoever was nifter, you didn't bury them. That's called an oinein. Before you bury them, you called an oinein. The loch is, you're not supposed to eat kodeshim. Hu adin v'amafakeach esagal. If somebody is uncovering stones that fell upon a person, a whole bunch of stones, a wall caved in on somebody, and now you're going to save that person, you're going to mafakech esagal, take off all the stones off that person. Now also there's a suffix if the person is dead underneath or not. On the tzad, the person is dead underneath, you become tamei meis, you're on top of the meis. So the question is, can you bring a korban pesach today? You are the person now that's being mefakeh chesagal. You are taking out all the stones to try and find the guy underneath. Somebody was put into jail, and they promised you they're going to let you go out. And today is Erev Pesach. You're supposed to get out today. Could they bring a korban for you or not? Hu adin v'hachoyle v'hazokein sh'yecholim lechol kezayis. If you have an older person or a chol or somebody that's sick, but I call upon him, he's able to eat the kezayis meat, and all these people in the Mishnah, is sh'yechatin aleyin. You're allowed to bring a korban Pesach for each one of these people. It's even though you're an oinin, even though somebody was mace and you didn't bury him yet, still we say by night time you will be able to eat the korban Pesach. Who would if a kerech has a gown, and who would if they promise you to come out of prison, we nemon that most probably you will come out, and therefore we can make the korban Pesach for you, because at night time you'll be free already, and you'll be able to eat the meat. Now, Akulam, the Mishnah says, and all these people, and shechten aleim if nayatzman, you can't make a korban just for them alone, because we have to be afraid, maybe the person won't be freed, maybe he won't get out of jail, and then if he was the only one of this korban, the korban will go to waste. Nobody will eat it. Therefore, you have to make sure at least somebody else is also upon this korban. Like, include these people with somebody else. Now, the Mishnah says, Shema yaviyu as a Pesach l'day psul. Because maybe if you're only going to bring the korban just for these people alone and nobody else, maybe we'll find out that the psulim, you can't use them, they can't eat the korban Pesach. The Rashi says, Shema yitmo einein l'meisai. The person that's an einein, one of his mishpacha was mace. So even though he didn't touch the mace yet, you have to be afraid maybe during the Levaya, while he's doing something, he will touch the mace, and he won't be able to eat the korban at night. And then the korban will go to waste. So always make sure somebody else is also included on the korban. Yeah. When you uncover the stones, the same thing. Yimtza mace, maybe you'll find the person is already dead. And then you are tummy mace, because you're over the mace. If you're in jail, maybe they won't let you come out. Or if you're sick or old, maybe you won't be able to eat the korban. So therefore, you can't do it yourself. You have to make the korban with somebody else also. So Mishnah says, Lefikach, therefore, Emira behen psul, let's say, Taka, something happened to these people that by night they cannot eat the korban. Either we said, like the oinein, he touched the mace, or else the person was supposed to be freed, they did not free him, or else he became so sick at night he couldn't eat, is the locha pturim melasas pesasheni. I'll call upon them that pot, they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Because at the time when they brought the Pesach Rishin, right now, they were able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Like he was promised he would be free by tonight. So right now, B'Shash Shechita, they thought that he's royalty to Korban. That's called he was Mekayim his Mitzvah Shechita's Korban Pesach. Even though at night something happened that he wasn't freed, or by night they got sick and they can't eat the meat now, or by night he touched the mace, still, b'shash shchita he was roy to him kaim the mitzvah. It's called he made a good shchitas korban pesach. Chutz, only one person is not that way. Chutz mefakeach the middle case. Hamefakeach begal shutame b'tchilosim. Mefakeach as a gal means again, if a stone, a wall stone, fell upon a person, and you're going now to save that person to take out the stones to see if the guy is alive. So even though now in Erev Pesach, b'shash to bring in the korban pesach, we don't know what's doing with the person inside. Is he alive or not? So we say a korban could be brought for him. But let's say later, when you finish digging underneath, you find out that the person is already mace. So now it comes out that as soon as you started to work on this gal, on this pile of stones, you also became tamim, because you're on top of a mace now. So at the time when they brought your korban pesach, you're already a tamim mace. Therefore, you are not Yotzi Yemitzvah's korban. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. You're the only one that now we found out that you for sure were tummy. But the other people, if Bishasta brought the korban, your stomach oinin, that means somebody was mace, but you didn't touch him yet. So even though later by night you touched the mace, but at the time they brought the korban, you were still tor. So the korban is kosher, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Only in the case where you already started to go on top of these stones, so Bishasta Shechita, we don't know if you're tummy or not. Later we find out you're tummy, so you're a person that your korban for sure was no good. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So that's the Gemara. Omar Rabba. Omar Rabba Bar Huna. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Loi Shonuela Beis HaSurim Liyakim. The Mishnah is only talking about if you're in prison by a guy. Then we say, if what's the case here? On Erev Pesach, you're still in jail. But the guy promised to let you go free. So then we say, when they bring the Korban Pesach, you should not be the only one on the Korban. Have somebody else included also, because maybe you won't be freed. That's only if you're by a Goyish prison. But let's say you're put in prison by Yiddish prison, like Rashi says, there are cases, a case we want to force you to get rid of your wife, that's possible. If you married an Ish, that's also to you, so we put you in jail until you give her a get. Or else if you owe somebody money you're not paying up, also we put you in jail. So if you're in a Yiddish jail, then, and they promise you that they'll let you out before Pesach, then the locher is shoichtim if neyatzman. You're allowed to bring a korban for him, even for himself. For nobody else, just he himself. Like, we're for sure that he'll be freed. Why? Kivon the atzvichinu. Since the Jews said they'll let him go out freed, mafiglei, for sure they'll let him go out. The pasuk says, sheris yisrael yas avlom lo yedabru kozov. That by year they don't talk false. So if they said they'll let him out, for sure they're going to let him out. So therefore they got the word he's going to be freed by tonight, by Pesach. Therefore they're allowed to bring a korban just for him alone. And we don't have to be afraid maybe he won't be freed and the korban will go to waste. Because for sure he'll be freed. Amar Rav Chisda, hod the yamar, that's what you're saying. They saw surum the yakim, that he was in a goyish jail. Then we have, even though they promised him to go out free, it's not 100%. And you don't bring the korban for this person alone, but you have to have other people also on the korban. Loya Marnas only said elachutz lechaimis beis pagi. If the jail is outside Yerushalayim, that's the end part of Yerushalayim beis pagi. Avol lefnim mechaimis beis pagi. What about if the jail where you're in is inside Yerushalayim, even though it's a goyish jail? Still now shechten olav b'fnayatzmoi. You're allowed to bring the korban pesach just for him alone. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe he won't be freed. My time away, Efsha Diyam Tulei V'yochulei. Because even if the goyim go back on the word and don't let him go out free, still we could bring the korban to him. Because the mice of the jail is in Yerushalayim. So he'll be able to take the meat of the korban Pesach and bring it to him and he'll be able to eat it. So therefore this korban won't come with a psul. You're allowed to bring a korban just for that person alone. It's only if the jail is outside Yerushalayim. Then we have to be afraid. Maybe the goyim won't free him, and we can't bring the meat to him because he's outside Yerushalayim. Then we're afraid the korban will go lepsul, so you can't make a korban just for him alone. But where the jail is in Yerushalayim, then there's no problem. Then you can make the korban just for him. We're not afraid he won't be able to eat it. Lefikach imiru, the Mishnah says, if something happens, so then we say the other people don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Omer Rabba Bar Avchana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Loishanu. When do we say there's din that says that one person has to bring a Pesach Sheni? That's the person that was with Lakech Esagal. Again, where the stone, the wall stone, fell over a person, so we don't know if the person is dead or not. Now you're going on top of this stone, the pile of stones, to clear away the stones, to help the guy inside. So as soon as you went on top of the stones, if the guy underneath is dead, you're also tummy. So therefore, when they brought your Korban Pesach, later we found out that you were tummy then. So therefore, your korban is no good. That's what the Mishnah says. So Gemara says now, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Yechanan, Loishana, that's only said, Elagal Ogul, if it's a round pile of stones. Then we say, as soon as you went on top of the pile, like for sure you're on top of the mace. Avul Gal Orach, let's say it's a long pile. So then we don't know under which part is the mace. Then we say, Potem Lassas Pesach Sheni. Even though at the time when they brought your korban, you're on top of this pile of stones, but you're not on top of the whole pile, you're on top of one side. So even if later when you empty out all the stones, we found the guy is mace underneath it, but Vishasta brought the korban, it's not for sure you were on top of the mace. Maybe the mace is on the other side, and you're on this side. Eima tor hoye b'shashchitum. We'll say maybe b'shashchitum, you were not on top of the mace yet. Since it's a nice long pile, the mace is on one side, maybe the mace is on the other side, you're starting to clean this side. So then we don't know for sure your tummy, then we say, Nesophic, you are ready to your korban Pesach, you don't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Moratani Nam Yoch, I learned like this also. Rabbi Shimon Binoi, Shereb Yechlem Ebruk Oimer, Mifakeach Begal. When a person went to clean out this pile of stones to see if the person underneath is still alive or not, it depends. Eatim Potter, sometimes you are Potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. We say the first korban you brought today is Yotzer. And Eatim Chayiv, sometimes you chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. It depends. Ketzer, how is the cases? Gal Ogol, if it's a round pile of stones. So then we say the mace is right underneath it. So Venim says Tumatachtav,
Then later, when you finally finished emptying out all the stones, you found the person mace on the bottom, then we say Yechayiv. Because then for sure, when you first went on top of the pile, you are like on top of the mace. And since at that time when they brought the Korban Pesach for you, you were already on top of the pile, so you were already tummy mace, your Korban is no good. You chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. What about Gal Oruch? Let's say it's a nice long pile of stones. V'nim tzeis tumah tachtav, then later at the end of the day, you finally find the person underneath and he's dead. Then we say, Potter, you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Eimah, there's a suffix, maybe, Toi Hoye B'Shar Shritim. It's possible to say at the time when they brought your Korban, since you were only on top of one side of this long pile, maybe on the side you were on top, the mace was not underneath you. So it's not considered you were on top of the mace. Therefore, at that time you were Torah. So since we have a suffix, you can't bring another Korban Misuffik. Because in that suffix, you can't bring the Korban Pesach. It's like Chulun Lazaro. Therefore, when Asosik we say you're potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah, Ein Shoychetin es a Pesach ala Yochid. You can't bring the Korban Pesach just for one person. Divrei Reb Yehuda, has to have to be at least two people involved in your Korban. You can't bring one Korban for one person. For Reb Yosi Matev, Yosi says no. One person, if he wants to, he could bring a single Korban for himself. The Yafilu, Reb Yosi says like this. Even if you have 100 people on your korban, but they cannot eat a kezayis of the meat, then you cannot bring such a korban pesach. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't make enough kmina how many people you have, whether there's 1 or 100. What has to be is you have to be able to eat a kezayis of the meat. Like Rashi says, when yecholim lechol kezayis ben kulam. Ain't shechtan aleim. If even all of them together, they still cannot eat the kezayis of the meat, so that's called there won't be an achila from this korban. You're not allowed to bring this korban, even if you have 100 people involved. So that's a b'yosi sheet. It's totally abiyah. Kezayis of the meat could be eaten. If it could be eaten by one person, it's good. If not, it's no good. By a korban pesach, you don't bring a chabur, a bunch of just women. You don't bring a bunch of avodim slaves. You don't bring a bunch of ketanim. We'll see in the Gemara if it means each one separately, or you can't bring a bunch of them together. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, minayin shein shechten es pesach ala yochid. How do we know this din of Rabbi Yehuda that you can't bring a korban pesach just for one person? What's Rabbi Yehuda shita? Talmud Loima, the pasuk says in Devarim, lo isucha lesboyech es pesach. That's what the pasuk says. But the Yehuda stops after the word be'echad, and they say you can't shecht the korban pesach be'echad for one person. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yehuda dashes this pasuk. So Rashi says lo isuchol es be'ech es a pesach be'echad sherecha. That's the pasuk. V'dorish be'echad b'yanfei nafshe. He stops after the word echad. Ala yochid, that one person cannot bring the korban. That's why Rabbi Yehuda dashes this pasuk. For Rabbi Yosi says no. Yochid, v'yochol ochloi, if you have one person, but he could eat at least the kezayis, shecht and olav, you're allowed to bring the korban just for one person. You can make the shechita for him just for one person. What about asara? If you have 10 people that brought the korban together, v'ein yecholim lochloi, but all of them together, they cannot eat even the kezayis of the meat, is ein shecht and aleim. You cannot bring the korban for them. That's the b'yosi shechita. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi now, Hai b'yechad ma'yavid lei, I am Yud instead of Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo isucha lizboyech es ha-pesach b'yechad. It's mashm, even one person can't bring the Korban Pesach. So what does Rabbi Yosi do with this Pasuk? I, Rabbi Yosi, also know one person could bring the Korban Pesach. And for the Gemara, Mi borda likud Reb Shimon. He uses this Pasuk like Reb Shimon Darshins. Titania, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mi nayin lizboyech es pischoy. How do we know somebody shechs brings his korban pesach? The bum is yochid, not in the Beis Hamikdash, but he brings a bum in his own house, his own private bummer, his own private altar he made. B'shas isra bumis, at the time when you're not allowed to use the bummer. It's the time when they have the Beis Hamikdash, when you're not allowed to use the bumis. How do we know? Shuba lo isasei. How do we know he's over in Avera lo isasei? Talmud Leim, the pasuk says lo isucha lesboyech es a pesach b'yechid sherecha. You are not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach v'yechot shirech in one of your shorim, means in a bamas yochid. So that's pshat this posik. That is a loisasei. So Rashi explains, even though usually if you shecht chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, there's a chiyuv koras involved, but that's only when you are supposed to shecht inside the Beis HaMikdash. And if you do it outside, you chayav koris. Here we're talking about Erev Pesach in the morning. If you do this in the morning, it's not a time now to go into the Beis HaMikdash to bring your Korban Pesach. Because in the morning you can't do it. So therefore you don't have the chayav koris for shechting chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him a lav you would have. That's this lav. Of loisucha lizboyech as a pesach v'yechasherecha. You can't shecht your korban in a bamis yochid in one of your sharim. That's a lav. Even though you're in the morning now, it's not the time to bring it. Still, if you do it in your own bama, you're over lav. So tomorrow, yochel, I would think maybe, after shas heter abamis, maybe even when there's a heter of the bamis, but maybe heter abamis only applies to a private korban that's a neder on the dover. Mashen can hear that there's the chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. Maybe there's a lav to bring it on your bamis yochid. Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, B'yechot Sharecha. What does that mean in one of your gates? Lo'y Omru Ela B'shor, Shekol Yisrael Nechnostim B'Sharecha. It's only said when the whole Klal Yisrael goes to Yushlayim, goes to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a lav not to bring the korban on your private bama. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when everybody is allowed to shecht korbanos in their own private bama, then you do not have this lav if you bring your korban pesach on your bama. That's the way Rabbi Yossi dachshund this pasuk. So I call upon him, there's no raya to Rabbi Yehuda now to say that one person cannot bring a korban for himself. You have to have at least two people. No, Rabbi Yossi says this pasuk is talking about bummus. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, hominole, how does Rabbi Yehuda dachshund this pasuk? Means that one person can't bring a korban pesach. So how does he know Rabbi Yossi's halachas about the lav of a bama? And the Gemara tarti shamat minei. Rabbi Yehuda asks from this pasuk I hear two things. Lo yisuch lesbech as a pesach biyechod is one drasha, and then bisharecha is the next drasha. That there's a lav to bring it on a bama. You can't bring your korban on a bama. So the morning of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me now that the korban could be brought by one person. The pasuk here, lo yisuch lesbech as a pesach biyechod sharecha, is talking about not by a bama. How do we know Rabbi Yossi says that the pasuk is coming from Shimon's drasha? That is Nisran Abama. Dilma k'viyam Rabbi Yehuda who the yosam. Maybe the pasuk has come to teach us like Rabbi Yehuda dashins that loisucho lizbech atzepesa biyechod means that one person is not allowed to bring a korban just for himself. Maybe why isn't Rabbi Yossi dashing like Rabbi Yehuda? Of the Gemara Amulach, Rabbi Yossi says that can't be pshat. Loisavgataytach, don't think like that. That the Torah should say there's an issa for a person to bring a korban just for himself. The Oksid is another pasuk in Shemais that says ish b'fi ochloi, that a person can eat by himself. Ish b'fi ochloi, mashm, even one person is allowed to bring his own korban pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds you are allowed to bring a korban by yourself. Either this pasuk becha sherecha is talking about you can't bring your korban on a bummer. Mar romilei ravukra bachinanam mifarishna, name of a place. L'Rova, he has to shout to Rova. Mi Yom Rav Yehuda, is it true that Rav Yehuda said, Ein Shechten Etzah Pesach Ala Yochid, that one person cannot bring a private Korban Pesach. You have to have at least two people with you, or a minu avakasha. They didn't like this. Isha Barishon, an Isha by Pesach Rishon, Shechetin Oleh B'fnei Yatzma. So advice this man, the Yom Old, an Isha is Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Pesach, and she's allowed to bring it by herself. Mashma, one person can bring their own Korban. Oh, Bisheni, what about Pesach Sheni? That's in the case where the Isha was Tomei Meis, the first Pesach Rishon. What about now Pesach Sheni? Oysa Noysa Tfeilu L'Acherim. She only becomes a Tofu, means she has to be part of somebody else's Korban. She can't bring her own Korban. And we'll see Pshat on the days why. He says that in Pesach Sheni there's no Chiyav, it's only Semchem Rishus. If they want to, they could, but they can't bring their own Korban. Dibur Rebu, this is what the Yehuda says. So I call upon him, the kasher is here. Rabbi Yehuda says that an isha can bring a korban by yourself. I in the Mishnah of Yehuda says a person is not allowed to bring a korban pesach by himself. On my life, he answered back, there's no kasher. Loi taima bifnei atzma, don't say she can bring it by herself. Eleima bifnei atzman. It means that women can bring the korban by themselves. But of course, you have to have at least two women there. It doesn't mean a single woman. It means if they atzman, by themselves, they're allowed to bring it. On my life, he asked back, is that a teretz? Can you have a chabura, a few people, just of women together, to bring a korban, a pesach? It says in our Mishnah, You can't make a gathering of just women, slaves, and katanim. My lav, doesn't it mean noshim luchadayu, that it's also to bring a Korban Pesach for a gathering of just women? For yavodim luchadayu, who are the unjust of slaves, you can't bring a Korban for them alone. And who are the katanim luchadayu, each one separately can't bring. So the kasha then of Yehuda, you can't say Yehuda means bifnei atzmon, women together, because you can't have just women together. Or malay lo yetzabek, no, that's not pshan the Mishnah. It means noshim v'yavodim u'katanim. It means you shouldn't have these three people together. That's what it means. But avad, just women alone, they could bring their own korban. Just avodim alone, they could bring. Just katanim alone, they could. It's just you can't have these three together. Why not? Noshim v'yavodim mishum tiflis. To have women and slaves together. So Rashi says mishum avera. The shalom has znus together. So you can't have a chabur of these people eating the korban together. Katanim v'yavodim, what's wrong to have small kids? And the slaves, Mishum Fritzutso. Then we're afraid of Mishkav Zocha, that the slaves will teach the small kids how to have Mishkav Zocha, so don't let them be together. Then Echanami, themselves separately, you could have a few women together bringing a Korban Pesach. Therefore, there's no spirit according to Abiyuda. Havada, one ish alone cannot bring it, but two could. Gufa, what we learned before, Isha Barishoin, or Isha on Korban Pesach Rishoin, is Shechten Oleb of Neyatzma. She's allowed to bring her own korban. No, she's mechuyev to bring a Pesach Rishon. Uvesheni, what about in the case where the Isha was Tomei Meis? She couldn't bring the first one. And now she wants to bring a Pesach Sheni. Is Oisin Oisa Tfeilu Lechirim? She becomes a Tofel secondary to the other people. In other words, she can't bring her own korban right now. She's only secondary. She can be part of somebody else's korban. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That an Isha is mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, only in Pesach Sheni she's not mechuyev. Just if she wants to, she could bring it. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Isha b'Sheni shechten aleha b'fnei Yatzmo. Yosi says no. If an Isha was tomei by Pesach Rishon, and now it comes Pesach Sheni, she has a chiyev to bring the korban, and she can bring the korban for herself. The ain't tzaruch lehem b'Rishon, and for sure the same halach applies to Pesach Rishon. In other words, Rabbi Yosi holds that an Isha is Mechuyev Zayin Pesach Rishon and Zayin Pesach Sheni. In the case where they were Tamil Lameis the first Pesach, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Not like Rabbi Yehuda that says an Isha and Pesach Sheni is Potter. Rabbi Yisrael says no, an Isha has the same din like a man. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Isha Barishon, he holds no. Even a woman, even on the first Yom Tov Pesach Rishon, is also Potter. No, Oysen Oysa Tfeilu Lacherim. If they want to, they can bring a korban, they can be part of somebody else's korban. But by themselves, they have no chiyuv to bring their own korban. That's how to Reb Shimon, even Pesach Rishon. Pesheni, what about, let's say they were Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon, and now it comes Pesach Sheni, and they want to be a Tofel, they want to be included in somebody else's korban, how to Reb Shimon, Ein Shechten Oleh Kolikur. You should know on Pesach Sheni, you're not allowed to include an Ish at all on the korban. That's how to Reb Shimon. Hey, see, old Pesach Rishon is a Rishus, if they want to, they could, but Pesach Sheni, even if they want to, still they can't. So Mor now explains all these three shittas. But my komiflegi, what's the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That an isha on Yom Tov Sheni he holds is a choiv, and on Yom Tov Pesach Sheni it's only rishus. What's Rabbi Yehuda svara? Rabbi Yehuda svar b'michsas nefoshos v'afilu noshim. By Pesach Rishon it says count the heads, count the nefoshos, even a lady. She's also mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. If you tell me so, maybe even Pesach Sheni Lishor shall be mechuyev. In the case that they were tumble and mace of Pesach Rishon, maybe now if they want to bring their own korban on Pesach Sheni, they should be allowed to. So if Rabbi Yehuda no, see if the pasuk says cheto yiso ishahu. This man should carry his sin. They're just talking about a person that did not bring a Pesach Rishon. He has to carry his sin. So it's mashma ish in ishaloi. This is the pasuk talking about Pesach Sheni, that only a man has the parasha of Pesach Sheni, has a chiyuv. But an isha does not have a chiyuv. V'chi teim, if you tell me so, hiyachi afilo tfeilo nami b'sheni loy, maybe they can't even be secondary. Like even if they want to, maybe they can. How does Rabbi Yehuda know to say that Pesach Sheni, if they want to, they're allowed to? True, they have no chiyuv, but you're telling me if they want to, they can be part of somebody else's korban. How do I know that? So the more ahani kachol chukas haPesach. Before the pasuk says by Pesach Sheni that Pesach Sheni is also kachol chukas haPesach. It has all the halachas of like Pesach Rishon. What does that mean? It helps us at least to tell us that Pesach Sheni, if she wants to, she can bring a Pesach Sheni. Does it have a pasuk to say Yisto Ishahu that only a man has the chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni? Anisha does not have the chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni, but the pasuk still says that all the Pesach Sheni.